Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Super Gamer Boys. This is episode 115 and a half. So this will be released alongside the one coming out tomorrow, 115 here.
115.5 HD remix.
HD remix. This is the Kingdom Hearts remix of our regular show. That's why JJ's not here, because he doesn't like Kingdom Hearts. We are coming to you live at 7:47 on Tuesday, July 6th, with
in the PM
earth-shattering news here that everyone's probably already heard about. So we're jumping right into the nerdy nudes.
Released the day after we finished recording our episode, by the way. Right? I just want to make sure that's known.
Yeah. That's why we're doing this, is because it's like, really? We recorded yesterday. Our episode comes out tomorrow. We're going to look like idiots if we don't talk about it. So here we are. The breaking news segment here. That's right. A new Nintendo Switch is on the way, and it is called Nintendo Switch OLED Edition.
Ooh, baby.
That is what they're calling it. There's some cool names thrown out there in the past with some of these rumors that were coming around, the Super Nintendo Switch and new Nintendo Switch, you know, because the 3DS did that stuff. But honestly, I like it. It's simple. It just gets straight to the point what it is. What is this? It's a Nintendo Switch with an OLED. Perfect. Awesome.
You're missing the best details. The OLED is the icing on the cake.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I can dive in here if you want me to read off some of these features. You're interested.
Go ahead. Be my guest.
Okay. I mean, unless you don't want me to. We don't have to.
No. Please.
So let's get into this. So a new version of the Nintendo Switch was expected this year, but we didn't know exactly when or what would be different about it. Now we know a version with a larger OLED display is coming October 8th, right alongside the company's biggest holiday game, Metroid Dread, which I didn't realize that. That's awesome. I cannot wait to play Metroid Dread on this thing. The suddenly announced new Switch feels like an afterthought. No fancy new name like Super Nintendo Switch. Okay, CNET. Well, this article's from CNET. I don't know about that. I think the name's fine. It explains exactly what it is.
It's exactly what it is.
If you're expecting a brand new Switch 2 with all your wishes fulfilled, this isn't that. What this does look like is an incrementally upgradable, dockable Switch with a few extras that could very well be worth the extra $50 if you don't already own one. Let's see. What's new? So this one, as we mentioned before, icing on the cake, 7-inch OLED display. The new Switch is about to get a slightly larger OLED display. The 7-inch upgrade should at least make it easier to see small text compared to the 6-inch Switch that's available now. The switch to OLED should mean a more vibrant display with better black levels, but we haven't seen a display in action yet to compare them. It's still a 720p resolution screen, though. They say that like that's a negative, but you were mentioning it before the show. Share with the folks in the audience what we were playing with previously on like 3DS.
Before this, I feel like people forgot that we were basically playing I think it was about 480p, sometimes 60, sometimes 30 frames a second games on 3DS. And then as soon as Switch came out, everybody was like, oh my god, 3DS is unplayable. How did we ever play this? And it's the same thing happening here again, right?
It's so funny.
The Switch for 4.5 years has been at least, you know, what's the word? Standard. It's had a standard run. And some super hardcore gamer, I don't know who, it was probably a collective of them, was like, yeah, Switch is cool, but it doesn't run at 8K 240 frames a second like my PC does.
It's probably a PC gamer.
I guess it's just automatically trash now. You know, Nintendo has really fallen off. I can't believe that they didn't put a 3090 in my Switch when it came out in 2017. Golly. But, it's just, no, I don't know. At the top of it, let's get into the meat and potatoes, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So
I hope that this is a lesson for everybody now. If the news does not come from Nintendo or anyone who works at Nintendo, do not believe it.
Yeah.
Don't believe it.
I think that that's exactly what it comes down to, because for the past, what, two and a half years, there's been rumors of a Switch Pro, like for almost, like forever, which is crazy. Like the Switch is only, what, about 4 years old now? And for the last, like, almost more than half its lifespan, people have been like, okay, when's the Switch Pro coming? When's the Switch Pro?
Right.
It's going to have 4K. It's going to have this, going to have that. And everyone just expected this major thing, and everyone hyped it's themselves just up like into a Rex. Frenzy. And it's like, now here it is, like what the Switch, quote unquote, Switch Pro that everyone is hyped
for. Nintendo was like, what are you talking about? We're just fixing a couple of things here and there. Who told you that this was going to run 4K 60 frames a second? Who told you that? Did we tell you that? I don't think we did.
Jeff Grubb told him that. That's who it is.
Right. Somebody, the janitor or the facilities manager at Nintendo was like, yeah, I remember they were talking about four with a K, I think. And then Jeff Grubb was like, oh my God, I have to get on. What is he at? Where's he at? Gamesbeat? I've got Gamesbeat right now.
So they have the new OLED display. There's a better kickstand, which honestly, I'm pretty stoked about the kickstand. The current kickstand is so scary. Whenever I set it up, I'm like, there's no way it's going to last 10 minutes. It's going to snap off. It's going to be gone. And I'm always surprised that it lasts like a whole, it'll last like a gaming session. You know, I'm ready every time I flip it out, even just to put it in place. I'm like, this is it. It's going to, instead of popping in place, it's just going to go snap and fly across the room. Like, this is it. So this new kickstand is like the entire length of the back of the Switch. And it's about, it looks like it's about what, like an inch long. It's like a paddle and it comes out.
It's like the Microsoft Surface stand.
Exactly. Yeah. It has multiple like spots where you can stick it. They have different viewing angles. And I'm like, honestly, this is a great quality of life change. You know, it might not be Switch Pro or Switch 2, but just so I don't have to fear for my kickstand every time I pop it out, like, oh, this is great. Like, I don't have to worry about snapping that thing off.
Buying a cheapo from Amazon. Yeah, this is a perfect. I play in tabletop a lot, right? Mm-hmm. I'm the guy in the first ever Switch commercial, like the girl at the party, who brings the Switch out and puts it on the table and starts playing tabletop with everybody else, right? So for me, having a secure, stable kickstand is like paramount. Mm-hmm. I play in handheld and I play in tabletop a lot. And then when I'm not playing in handheld, I'm playing online games like your Smashes, your Splatoons, that I feel require a good hard line connection. 100%. So a built-in LAN port is
game changer.
I can't ask for anything more. I don't have to buy a little dongle. It's just there.
Yeah. I know so many people were just like, oh, wow, is that what the $50 is for? Because it is $50 more. It's $350 instead of $300. And it's just like, are you kidding me? Like, I wouldn't go on to this pay. But honestly, like, I'm so stoked about that because I have like three dongles and I've lost all three of them. Like, if I need to plug in my Switch to actually play online and not lose internet.
Right.
Like, because I'm not right near the Wi-Fi router, and it's, their services are already sketchy even plugged in, let alone, you know, over Wi-Fi. So yeah, it's just one of those things where I'm stoked for that. Like, I'm like, okay, yeah, you lose a USB port, big whoop. Like, now I have an Ethernet port and I know I can just plug that sucker in no matter where I go. I don't have to remember a stupid dongle. I think it's a great addition there. They bumped up the internal storage, so now it's 64 gigs instead of 32, so doubled your internal.
Nice little jump. Would have rather had 128. Would have paid a little more for 128.
Not huge, but better than 32. It's better than 32. Again, it's just like, it's not a huge major leap, but it's like these smaller incremental things that's like, okay, they're at least heading in the right direction, right? Like, things are going the right way. It's just, maybe when they get to a Switch 2 one day, you know, it is going to be like, okay, we nailed it. We got it. Here we go.
Here's what I got to do right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I need to take the record and I need to flip it over. I need to change it to the B-side, right? Before everybody goes, oh man, they're just bootlicking. Check it out. Just because I'm okay with how Switch games perform in most cases right now does not mean that I don't think that we could use hardware to make them better, right?
100%. I'm not against a Switch Pro one day.
I'm not against the idea of a Switch Pro. I'm not against even if we're wrong and a Switch Pro does come out, because I'm going to get that too, right? The problem here is the vitriol that is being pointed and aimed at Nintendo for something that they never even said was coming in the first place.
Yeah.
That's the issue here. Now, does Nintendo make a lot of terrible decisions? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do they sell games and then have an arbitrary deletion date on digital ones? Yeah. Does the Switch not have features that the Vita, that the Xbox, the original Xbox in 2001 had, aka Party Chat? Yeah. Are Switch online games terrible? Is Smash terrible most times with a Wi-Fi connection? Absolutely.
Most times, yeah.
Right. There are tons of things Nintendo could fix. And I would agree with you on every single one. But this is a case where this is totally unwarranted. They never said anything about it. And it's just a modest update that I personally, like, I'm maybe one of the three people who, like, this is directly aimed at me. Like, this is everything I was complaining about outside of power and software updates. Because after this, everything is just software updates and optimizations that I need.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I felt the same way when I saw this. I'm like, okay, this is perfect. I've been talking about, like, okay, I'm ready to upgrade my Switch. Mine's getting a little beat up. It's there's a couple quality of life things I'm looking forward to potentially being in the next iteration. What is this? And when this came out, I'm like, okay, like, yeah, it doesn't do 4K, but I don't need to do 4K because who cares if it's in 4K? Like, yeah, I have a 4K TV, but honestly, most of the time it's either going to be handheld. Or I'm going to have it plugged into my 1080p monitor down here. I don't need it 4K. Like,
Here's a hard truth, yeah. Right? Here's a hard truth that a lot of people who are upset, oh, it won't even do 1080 60 is the standard. How long has 1080 60 been a standard? Because if I recall correctly.
In the console worlds? Not that often.
Exactly. Long. Because if I recall correctly, PS4 had a time trying to at least get 1080 60. I'm not talking about Pro. I'm not talking about Xbox One X. I'm talking about Xbox One and PS4. So at least until 2017, games weren't consistently hitting 1080 60.
And that's a console, not a handheld device.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So you expect for the iteration of this next system to be able to hit a reliable 1080 60 on its own, still give you 4.5 to 8 hours of battery life, and then you expect it to have good enough internals so that unassisted by a dock, it's able to output games in 4K. Do you understand that PCs need fans to play games in 4K? And you want a tablet to play games in 4K? Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
It's ridiculous. I was just scrolling through the tweet from Nintendo. Like at the top, it's like, hey, here's our video, which is a great little video. Which, by the way, I love the white Joy-Cons and I love the white dock. Like, I'm 100% getting a white one. I'm like, yep, I'm in 100%. Like, that's a beautiful, beautiful system there. Then you scroll on the comments and it's just like, so much hate and vitriol and just bitterness. And it's just so sad to see, because I don't know. Like, it just like it just comes across like, oh, wow, are we really that like spoiled or entitled that we can't just be happy that they're making anything for us? They could have just been like, screw you. Like, you're not getting anything until the next our next full console, which could be who knows how long with Nintendo. You never know.
But that's basically like, what they're saying. Right.
Yeah.
You got to think about here's another hard truth. Right. You, me, everybody watching this. Right. We are. I was listening to Gary Witta this morning. He was absolutely right talking about it. He said we are like 0.00039 of the 100 million, almost 100 million sales of the Switch. Right. Nintendo has to have marketing data to back up the fact that while you and me and these four other guys or these five other people watching the stream right now, yeah, we would like a Switch that plays stuff in 1080, right?
Yeah.
But if I go to my next door neighbor's house, there's a 90% chance if I show them a Switch screen, they're going to be just fine. They're going to be just fine playing it as it is.
Yeah.
I'm talking about not even the OLED, right? I go upstairs, I take that screen to my mom, I take that screen to my little cousin, I take that screen to my grandma, anybody else that's not us, they will not know the difference, right? So I think that's one of the big things that people are forgetting as well, is that we are not the ultra hardcore are not the market for the Switch. And right. I just it baffles me that people don't understand this.
Yeah.
Like if they only catered to the hardcore market, what would they have sold?
Yeah.
Maybe what? A few hundred thousand?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, like they would have made, yeah, all the hardcore people excited, but then everyone else would be so intimidated by like, okay, what am I dealing with here? Like
no developers are making games because of the market being so small.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's crazy.
It's two sides of the same coin. I get you. Mm-hmm. I don't like having to play Xenoblade Definitive Edition at 540p. Not a fan of it. But at the same time, I understand that I'm probably one of the four people who complained about it being 540p. And everybody else, you know what they did? They just played it.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's the amazing thing about the Switch is like there's people who have no history in video games playing it because it's just accessible and easy, and it's a mighty fine machine that runs games perfectly fine for exactly 99% of people. So it's like that's what the marketing is for the Switch, is to everyone who is a light gamer or has never touched games, and now it's this easy device where they can bring it up and play some chill Animal Crossing or explore Hyrule in Breath of the Wild or play some Mario Party with friends or something and not have to worry about, you know, a crazy powerful console that's going for like the best graphics or
right.
PC that you have to know have like a master's in science to like put together and update
the drivers.
Yeah, like I don't know, there's stuff on my PC I barely even know what to do.
Install like, your Radeons.
Exactly. So I'm right there with Nintendo. I think they're doing the right thing. They know their audience, and they're hitting the nail right on the head with this. And I am on board for it. Like I already said that. I was gonna mention it in the Discord earlier, and I forgot to send it. But it's coming on the 8th. That's like 8 days, like a week before my birthday. I'm like 100%. I'm getting this. That's my birthday.
Are you lining that up?
100%. I'm making the calls now. I'll be like, hey, grandma, you know, hey, auntie. I really, you know, cash is fine. Cash is
right.
Fine.
I would really like, you know, a card full of just, you know what, just $50 is fine. $50 will work.
50 is good. 50 is good. But so I'm so stoked. I'm like, oh, perfect timing. And it comes in a dope color. I get to play a brand new Metroid game on it. Like, this
dude,
is
I'm
a crazy.
The same thing I always do.
This is such an exciting.
Sell the one I have.
Yeah.
Pay $100 and give me the new one.
Totally. 100%. Now, it is interesting here, though. I do want to bring up Jeff Grubb and all his wisdom.
Infinite wisdom.
Infinite wisdom. Now, obviously, he's not solely him, but he has been definitely a big, one of the big banner waivers there.
Yep, him and Bloomberg.
But he put out a tweet today that says, well, actually, I can't find the original one. He mentioned something that he thinks that there still could be a Switch Pro. This might not be it, which kind of blew my mind because I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, this feels like it, right? I can't find the exact. Okay. I don't know anything. I don't know anything beyond hearing that devs were prepping for a Switch Pro in 2022. But if you buy both, oh, as in response to someone. But yeah, I still have only ever personally heard 2022 for a Switch Pro. And if that still happens, I'll continue to speculate that we'll have 4K output with a significant more efficient chip with DLSS, which is like NVIDIA's 4K upscaling. It's fake 4K. Anyone think this is the last Switch from the company that released 6 3DS models? And then his next tweet, the one I actually was just going to read again, because that's the big argument, is like, why in the world would they put out this one that's $50 more than the original one, and then a few months, put you know, 7-8 months, release, say, the Switch Pro for more money and, you know, piss off all the people who just bought this one? Here's his arguments. I know you have thoughts, so let me read his tweet real quick here.
Yeah.
So his thing is, this is a threat a little bit. People make a good point. How can it, if you can't sense the sarcasm, there's lots of sarcasm in this. People make a good point. How can Nintendo release another Switch anytime soon if it releases OLED this year? For example, Microsoft could not release a more powerful Xbox in 2017 after releasing the Xbox One S in 2016. That would be like Sony releasing a PS4 Slim right now before a PS4 Pro. Impossible. To be clear, I'm not saying that Nintendo definitely will release a Switch Pro next year. I'm just saying that I'm unconvinced by anything people are saying to me about why the OLED means it's more unlikely. And people at Digital Foundry and at Nate the Hate too have been saying for months since Bloomberg OLED report in March that there could be multiple models in the works. I feel like this is a case of people having a case of selective hearing. That's what he had to say. I know you have thoughts. Go ahead.
So I definitely don't think that the comparison to Microsoft and Sony here is apt, right? So the One X and the PS4 Pro, well, the One X is in a totally different market, right, than the One S. The problem with that is I remember there being a good gap of time between the original Xbox One and the Xbox One S, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't there at least a couple, 3 years before we got a One S? And then the same thing for, right. And then the same thing for the Slim. We had what, 3-4 years before the Slim came out? So by Jeff's logic, right? Okay, they put out the Super Switch. And now you have a console, which we'll say tentatively, we don't know the cost at the end, is $400. So now you have a Switch that's $400. You have a Switch that's $350. You have a Switch that's $300. And you have a Switch that's $200. You sit there and you tell me how to explain that to mom, how to explain that to grandma.
Yeah.
Right? Look at how hard of a time Microsoft is having trying to explain people, oh, this is an Xbox One S. This is Xbox Series S. And this is an Xbox One X. This is Xbox Series X. And it's not Xbox One like the first Xbox. No, we called this Xbox One, but we don't make Xbox One anymore. We don't make Xbox One or Xbox One. We just have Xbox Series, not One, Xbox Series X. You see what I'm saying?
So crazy. By the way, between the S and the One, it was 3 years, 2013 to 2016.
Okay. So here's the thing. You were mentioning, okay, so if we do the Super Switch, then we boot the original Switch. So it's just Super Switch, OLED Switch, Switch Lite. So if Switch OLED comes out in October, and he's saying that the Super Switch is going to come out in 2022, that means that if you take the original Switch out, now you have $399, $349, and $199. That doesn't make sense, right? If you take the original Switch out, you would bump the price of the OLED down to $299. But you're going to do that less than a year after the console's been out so that you screw all the people who paid extra $50. So what you're telling me is you knew that stuff wasn't worth $50. You just charged me $50 for it, right?
Right.
This isn't a situation like the 3DS where they had to cut the price of the 3DS that quickly because it was at that point a sinking ship, but thankfully it worked out. They had no choice. That was a move of desperation, right? Nintendo is not desperate here with the Switch. They're killing
Definitely
it.
Definitely not.
They're nearing 100 million. They don't have a reason to cut prices.
Well, then they don't cut the price then. What they keep at 350, and you know it's not as I want to say the word parallel. That's not the word I'm thinking of, but like it doesn't look as good, you know, because I have to have $199, $299, $399. Like that would just look pretty on a billboard. But I mean, then does that just mean they just keep the same price and still cut out the lower end?
Then here's the other problem is does the Lite line start to suffer, you think? Because of how big the gap is between the two? Because if I'm telling you something is only $200 over here, and I'm telling you something is way more expensive over here, if I'm an informed buyer, I'm going to be asking questions like, well, what is it about this model that makes it so cheap versus the other ones? Why is it a lackluster experience I'm getting over here versus the OLED or higher? Right.
I think they just pitch it the same way they've been pitching it. Like this is just the more portable version. Like it doesn't have detachable Joy-Cons as a smaller screen. Like it's literally made, they almost should rename it the Switch Pocket or something like that. Like it's obviously not that small as their other pocket devices Close that enough. They make. But I mean, they like, that's what they almost need to do or should do is because then I think people could look at it and be like, oh, I get it. It's a Switch, but it's meant to like, yeah, literally throw in your pocket or backpack and take it to go. Or yeah, having the name Switch Lite to the gamer kind of gets it across like, oh, I get what's going on. But yeah, you're right. To like a mom, pa, grandma, whoever, they're going to be like, now what's going on here? Like, is that garbage? Like, I don't know. Am I buying the right thing? And that's more of an issue with the Switch Lite.
It's an issue with marketing, right? Yeah. Because if Nintendo is supposed to be about simplicity, you know, they're the easy company to get into. You buy this, you buy games, you play.
Mm-hmm.
Introducing all this new hardware into a lineup where basically then you would have four systems is almost seems like it would be against the marketing philosophy. Mm. I don't know. There's a lot of variables here at play that. Mm. I feel like introducing a new Pro Switch so soon in is going to cause a lot of confusion and it's circling back to like I was saying before. I get it, you get it, the chat gets it, nobody else gets it, right?
Right. Yeah.
So that's where you have to. Jeff has to come out of the mindset that they are catering to nerds. They're catering to gamers. They're not. They're catering to people who play games. There just happens to be games for gamers and things that gamers can do.
I think, yeah, that's exactly the consoles are catering to like
gamers. Yeah, like I expect hardcore 4K 60 frame, 120 frame from this Series X right here, right? I expect right. that because that's not built for people who play games.
Right. So I think it's like, yeah, so the consoles are definitely geared towards more like the type of people like the everybody, the anybody, where the games is where that's where they're hitting the hardcore people. Because like, yeah, we did that Nintendo Direct React, and like there's games on there we are losing our minds on that some people are just like, I don't like, that doesn't look interesting to me at all. Like I don't get it. So
they were bugging. I still can't wait for Wario.
So Man. And so I think that's how Nintendo's doing it, is like, yeah, the consoles aren't like hitting the hardcore gamers and stuff like that and giving them the 4Ks and everything. But I think what they are, the way they are catering to those hardcores is like, hey, you've been with us for 20, 30 years. Here's some nostalgia for you. We're remaking this game or making a sequel to this game.
Oh God, don't get them started on the old games getting ported to Switch, dude. That's a whole nother beast that they're angry about.
But I think that's how they're catering to the hardcores, is because it's like, hey, like, we know you love these franchises and we're bringing them back.
But are they catering to them? Because all I seem to see online is people crying about it, right? Like, people are upset about Skyward Sword. Like, and the fact that they have to pay for it.
Then what I would have to say to those people is just, like, get the stick out of your butt and just, like, come on. Like, they're video games. Like, have some fun. Like, obviously, like, that's my final thoughts on the whole thing, is I'm excited for this Switch. I'm definitely going to pick one up. And I don't understand, like, it just makes me sad to see that people can't just enjoy this nice thing we're being given. Nintendo doesn't have to make anything for us. They could shut down their doors and be like, okay, someone else figure it out. They're not, because they like to make money, but it's
they're a business,
but, and it just blows my mind that, like, people are so just like, make me happy. And it's just like, it's just this American consumeristic culture of ours is like, it's gotta be for me. And in my mind, I'm just like, I just like video games and I think it's cool no matter what we get. Like, that's my mindset with games, is they're just cool and let's just enjoy what we get, right? I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but that's how
that's your opinion, right? So
yeah, exactly.
The problem is that people want, and not everybody, right? But the people who are the loudest online are the ones who are like, basically what it boils down to is, why is my Switch not a PS5?
Yeah, everyone wants that. And it's like, if you want that, then just go get a PS5, right?
And again, I'm a roll back, right? I'm not against the idea of a Switch Pro. I'm with you guys that when I play some games, I can definitely see that there needs to be a little more beef on those bones, right?
Yeah.
Hyrule Warriors and running at 0.3 frames a second, and Xenoblade being at 540p at 144p is definitely making cases for why we need a little bit more beefy hardware, right? Mm-hmm. But like, and basically I'm running in circles here, but we're not the market. People will just play it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. When that Switch Pro does come out, again,
I'm there.
I'm there. 100% trade in, you know, trade in, upgrade, whatever I do, sell mine.
I'll trade in my OLED for it. Yeah. I'll do the same thing again.
100%. So I was like, yeah, not against it. It's just people gotta realize they're here to make money, their business. You mentioned that a second ago, and this is how they're going to make money, is doing these incremental changes and being upset about it. You know, obviously let them know what you think. There's nothing wrong with giving your opinions, but it's like,
it's the
pitchfork and flames that we're seeing on the internet. It's like, guys, really? Like, we're all adults here, right? At least most of us, you know, we're mostly adults here. At least we all should be on Twitter, right? When you sign up. And yeah, craziness. But yeah, so there you go. There is your update for the breaking news today, your episode 115.5. Thank you guys for joining us. Adrian, any last thoughts before I completely run us out of here?
I don't know. Just play some games. Live your life.
Don't hate.
There will be
just
more
love.
Hardware.
Just love people.
There
just
will be more love. Hardware. There will be beefier hardware. It is just not going to be today.
Yep, not today. Maybe next year, according to Jeff Grubb. Next year. Heard it here first. Or not. You heard it at Jeff Grubb first, but you know. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to us rant here. We appreciate each and every one of you. And remember, you can support us here by subscribing at twitch.tv/thesupergamerboys. You can find us over at YouTube at youtube.com/supergamerboys. We're on all podcast services. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/supergamerboys. You can support us over there and get episodes early and ad free. So the episode coming out tomorrow, you could actually have listened to it today and last night even. And we appreciate all you guys who support us over there. So thank you all very much. You have a good night. And go out and have some fun. We'll catch you guys on the flippity flop.
Yeah.